Now there's yet one more farewell to offer tonight. To our extraordinary director of faculty and family engagement these last 3 years, Rabbi Rena Rivkin, as she heads off to become the director of education at Stephen Wise Free Synagogue across the park. Truly, she has enriched the life of our temple in so many ways, working with our faculty, our nursery schoolers, our religious schoolers, and their families. We have been blessed by her many gifts, and there will be a video tribute to her downstairs at our family Shabbat dinner. But now, I would invite our Director of Lifelong Learning, Saul Kaiserman, to offer a few words of our thanks before we call Rabbi Rivkin to lead us in Kiddush on page 75.
Rena, you're about to lead us in the Kiddush, the blessing over the wine. And I think, as we all know, and as it says in the words of the Kiddush itself, God does not make wine. God is borei pri hagafen, the creator of the fruit of the vine, of the grapes. If we want good wine, we have to make it ourselves. We can't wait for God to do it for us. And, you know, making good wine, as I understand, is not an easy endeavor. It requires a lot of careful cultivation of the grapes. It requires a lot of nurturing, a lot of looking after even each individual vine in the vineyard if you want to have a successful harvest. Rena, you have made Emmanuel your vineyard, and you have cared for the grapes so carefully here. You've tended each one of us as if we were that special, individual, unique possibility of a delicious, refreshing, joyful outcome. And now, here we all are, celebrating, right, Simon? Celebrating because we are enjoying the bounty that we harvest thanks to you. And it is, as I'm sure you'll agree, an excellent vintage. We'll look back on these as good years. And now you go off to tend another vineyard, and we're sad, but at the same time we know it's because we all share the same vision that you share, that one day every one of us shall sit underneath a vine and fig tree, and none of us anywhere shall be afraid. So I say to you, L'chaim, to life, and thank you.
Shabbat teaches us that all life is sacred, that all our work and joys can be dedicated to God, and that we may find the truest happiness in serving the Eternal One. Let us praise God with this symbol of joy as we express gratitude for all the blessings of the past week, for our lives and our health, for our homes, for our loved ones and our friends, for the happiness that has come to us from our efforts. You have ennobled us by the blessings of your work, and you have given us the gift of Shabbat rest. As it is written in the Torah, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is Shabbat, to be devoted to the eternal God. Let us praise the eternal God, creator of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine.
Amen. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, borei peri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu. ad cochob ahava ovratson in chilomu sicaron lemma asuveret.